This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 439 for Monday, June 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Morkinson. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Monday morning, hitting fresh three-month lows as bearish technical signals and losses in outside markets weighed on prices. Canola down $2 to $5, the July contract down $2.10 at $603.30 per ton, new crop November down $2.20 at $622.20 per ton. The July contract had traded just above psychological support at $600 per ton before showing some recovery, while the November contract hit a session low of $620. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are both down today, accounting for spillover selling pressure, while the Malaysian palm oil market was closed for a holiday. Large old crop supplies and relatively favorable prairie weather conditions were also bearish, but Idea's canola is looking more attractively priced for end users compared to other oilseeds did provide some support, with crush margins widening over the past week. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with Midwestern weather forecasts in the focus. While excessive rains are expected in some areas, other growing regions will likely stay on the dry side. U.S. markets will be closed this Wednesday for the Juneteenth holiday, and the holiday shortened week will likely lead to some choppiness in the markets. Soybeans gapped lower from Friday's close in overnight activity, with the July contract down 20 cents at $11.59 per bushel. Fund traders were busy adding to their short positions last week, and with those bearish bets still overhanging the futures. Monthly crush data will be released later today, with average trade guesses predicting confirmation of a record crush for May. Corn also gapped lower overnight, although it did uncover some support and managed to move off its lows. The July contract down 6 cents now at $4.44 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop likely deteriorated over the past week, but it's still looking considerably better than it was at this time last year. Farmers in Brazil are starting to make some harvest progress on their second corn crop, with operations nearing 10% complete. Wheat, it fell below some key support levels overnight with chart-based selling and the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest weighing on prices. The Chicago July contract down 19 cents at $5.94 per bushel. Kansas City down 20 cents in the July contract at $6.07 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 13 cents in July at $6.42 per bushel. Rains in some dry regions of Ukraine and Russia were also bearish, taking some of the weather premium out of the market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.